For same-sex couples and their supporters, the legislation of same-sex marriage marked a turning point for the LGBTI community in this country. In its yearly report, Elaine Pearson, the organisation's Australia director, says it was a major step forward for LGBTI rights in this country, but similar action needs to happen in other areas.
Well, I think Australia's made important progress in 2017 by legalising same-sex marriage and also holding the Royal Commission into abuses against children in detention. However, there's still a long way to go. This year we'll be entering the fifth year that asylum seekers and refugees remain in limbo on Nauru and Manus Island. And of course, there's been little progress for Indigenous people in the past year either.
The Royal Commission into the Systematic Abuse Against Children in Detention in the Northern Territory was established after media reports emerged of physical and mental abuse of young inmates at the Dondale Detention Centre in the Northern Territory. Ms Pearson says she would like to see the recommendations implemented as soon as possible.
Yeah, I think if the recommendations are implemented, then it will provide an excellent roadmap to ending these sorts of abuses that we witnessed on television last year. But really, for this to happen, we really need buy-in state governments all over Australia. And we know that this problem is not unique to the Northern Territory. There have been issues in Victoria. In recent days, there have been new allegations in WA. So absolutely, this is a nationwide problem which requires a nationwide solution.
The report also raises concerns about counter-terrorism laws in response to the threat of incidents of homegrown terrorism in Australia. Late in 2016, the government passed legislation allowing for the further detention for offenders who have served sentences for terror-related offences, if they were deemed to be at risk of offending again. Human Rights Watch says the government has the right to protect the security of Australian citizens, but Ms Pearson describes these laws as concerning.
There are proposals, at least, on the books from last year that are saying that children as young as 10 can be held in pre-trial detention without charge for lengthy periods of time. We're also concerned about provisions that now allow for people convicted of charges relating to terrorism to be held after their sentence has finished. And really, we think that this is a concern for rule of law in Australia, because usually you do the crime, you go to trial and you serve your sentence and then you're released. But if we are actually holding people in indefinite detention, then I think that really sends a terrible message for our criminal justice system and rule of law in Australia.
Overseas, its global report reviews human rights practices in more than 90 countries. It raises concerns about the impact of populist leaders, who it says are using economic inequality and technology to fuel a culture of xenophobia. Also noted in the report are what it labels as atrocities in Yemen, Syria, Burma, and South Sudan, which it says continue to happen unchecked because countries with the power to instigate change are doing little to effect change. On a positive note, the report welcomes the repealing of laws in Tunisia, Jordan and Lebanon, which allowed rapists to escape punishment by marrying their victim, a move it says is indicative of the changing status of women in some parts of the world.
Obviously, there was the Me Too movement, which gained momentum throughout the year and brought attention to the issue of sexual harassment. But also in countries in the Middle East, we saw the repeal of these laws, of the Marry Your Rapist laws, as they were known. So I think this is really positive. Obviously, we also saw things like the repeal of the ban on women from driving cars in Saudi Arabia. But obviously, there's still a long way to go for women's rights in the Middle East. But at least we certainly saw some progress in 2017.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.